This is a 6-minute introduction to Emergence, an audiovisual art installation by This Is Loop. A ring-like structure, 10 meters across and 3 meters high, Emergence creates a sort of outdoor room, a roofless rotunda made up of angled mirrors and dancing lights. The structure stands alone in the space, as though it's landed here from above. There's a strange, elusive quality to it, its reflective surfaces taking on the light and color of their surroundings, so that as you approach, it's hard to tell where the world ends and the artwork begins. Forming the curved outside wall of the rotunda are the mirrored funnels of 75 individual trapeziums, which project outwards. Uniform stacks, 3 trapeziums high, are joined side by side to form the ring. From the outside, the trapeziums look like squared spikes, with their points sliced away to create rows of doorways, roughly 60 centimeters square. There are no mirrors covering these smaller squares. Instead, the end of each trapezium is a window looking into more reflective surfaces inside the rotunda. From a distance, the mirrored faces of the trapeziums give the impression that the world has been folded over itself into an intricate origami creation, the straight edges of the shapes creasing the fabric of the air. Adding to the sense of futuristic otherworldliness, the top and bottom sides of the trapeziums are tinged with gold, like the mirrored surface of an astronaut's visor. People walking past the outside of the structure are reflected within, their bodies sliced up into slanted squares, taken apart and rearranged, with legs walking upside down around the top of the structure, while their heads bob along close to the ground. There are 3 doorways spaced evenly around the circumference of the rotunda, voids in the wall where 2 stacked trapeziums would otherwise stand. Once we are inside the rotunda, the 1 meter square bases of the trapeziums encircle us in a grid. Each one of these 75 squares acts as a portal into a kaleidoscopic mirror world. As we get closer to one of the portals, the sides seem to multiply. Mirrors reflecting mirrors reflecting mirrors. Leaning into a funnel, our image is reflected back from all around, multiplied to almost infinity, as though we have been caught inside the facets of a diamond. At the same time, the window at the end of the trapezium leads to the outside world, through which we glimpse the sky, the ground, an onlooker drifting past. The tapering trapezium walls tilt each reflection so that as the images of the outside world get further from the real window at the end of the funnel, they bend away from us like the horizons of an angular planet. The optical illusion created by this patchwork of perspectives is a huge faceted sphere which seems to crystallize in front of us. Too big to see in its entirety, it's both caught inside the grid and yet composed of the world outside of it. The experience of these strange mirror worlds is intensified by the addition of light and sound. Each of the square windows is outlined by a strip of LED lights, visible from both outside and inside the structure. At night, their illuminations play inside the mirrored surfaces, choreographed on a 6-minute loop with music. Whether or not the light and sound component is playing during the day varies depending on the installation's location. Rarely still, the lights shimmer and flash in the depths of the mirrors, dancing along with the music. The LED strips are made up of many small points of light, each of which can work independently from its neighbors. Sometimes, the lights outline every angle of the faceted spheres, their brightness asserting the vivid contours of the spheres over the dimness of other reflections. Then, if we stand in the middle of the rotunda and look around, it's as though the squares of the grid are open portals into parallel universes, overlapping in the space, each radiant sphere seeming to exceed the boundaries of the grid in which it's framed. Their colors change with the mood of the music. Icy blues sometimes, pinpricks effervescing along with a solo voice. As the intensity of the music rises, veins of deep red skitter along the facets, and purple lightning crackles around the rotunda, as though the luminous globes are caught in a storm that rages through each of the parallel mirror worlds captured inside the curvature of the grid. At times, the lights appear disjointed, downplaying the illusion of the spheres. A pulse of brightness shoots out from the depths of one grid and then another, seemingly at random, so that for a moment it's as though there's no order in the limitless network of mirror facets, just shards of perspective angled against each other. But then a throb of synchronized radiance ignites the four sides, illuminating the spheres and bringing the illusion back to life again. Order emerging out of the apparent chaos of the artwork's infinite reflections.